Our first week's reading comes from Luke 22:2-6. And I invite you to imagine the scene unfolding around you as I read this passage a couple times. Just consider the scene as it unfolds, the Mediterranean landscape, the sounds, the noises around you. What are some of the feelings that come up as you put yourself in the middle of this scene? It starts out like this. The festival of unleavened bread, which is also called Passover, was approaching. The leading priests and teachers of religious law were plotting how to kill Jesus, but they were afraid of the people's reaction. Then Satan entered into Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12 disciples, and he went to the leading priests and captains of the temple guard to discuss the best way to betray Jesus to them. They were delighted, and they promised to give him money, so he agreed and began looking for an opportunity to betray Jesus so they could arrest him when the crowds weren't around. So where do you find yourself in this story? Could you be daring enough to imagine being someone like Judas, tempted in this situation? What about maybe one of the leading priests or teachers of the law? What would it be like to imagine being a part of that crew, caught up in all the commotion in the city, all the fear and doubt around Jesus? Or maybe you're on the outside, looking in at this scene unfolding. Let me read it one more time. Imagine what it would be like to be hearing these people talking around you, the expressions on their faces. The festival of unleavened bread, which is also called Passover, was approaching. The leading priests and teachers of religious law were plotting how to kill Jesus, but they were afraid of the people's reaction. Then Satan entered into Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12 disciples, and he went to the leading priests and captains of the temple guard to discuss the best way to betray Jesus to them. They were delighted, and they promised to give him money. So he agreed and began looking for an opportunity to betray Jesus so they could arrest him when the crowds weren't around. What's it like to be caught in this tension, to be tempted? What must it have been like to be Judas and to be, how about imagining yourself as one of the 12 disciples? Feeling this drama broiling around you. And what do you want to say to Jesus now? From the middle of this scene, from the middle of this situation, if you could say something to Jesus, if you were to catch him around a corner in this city when all this was going on, what would you say? What would you say to him? Go ahead in prayer just for a moment to talk to Jesus and maybe thank him for his trust in the Father's plan, for his sacrifice and salvation that he brings to us through it.